Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porn of the Footnotes, and it is time for the traditional Rocky Q&A.
Ah, the annual time. It's like Christmas.
Everyone's always got a query for him, a question, and by the end of this, hopefully, although unlikely, those will be answered. We never really have clarity, do we, after this?
No, and honestly, from reading through them this morning, more crazy than ever. Very vague.
So if you've sent your question in on Instagram, Twitter...
There were loads.
There were so many, weren't there? Yeah.
Thousands. Millions.
Millions
of questions.
Tens of thousands. Mental.
Jamie looks very serious.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you have to wade through all these. No, lovely. Thank you for getting in touch. Dad, really enjoyed answering.
Always great to hear from you.
So should we just crack on?
Let's. I imagine there are some recurring themes.
Mm-hmm. There's some quite useful ones. So like this first one from Milo. He asks, do you have any tips for starting off when writing a book for the first time?
Oh, geez, that's
actually quite
rocky.
A good question, I thought.
All the people that Milo could have asked. Okay.
Hi, Milo.
Hi, Milo.
People, I forgot that. You're so polite.
Yeah.
Always, you know, address them individually.
Please like meet that. You.
Hi, Milo. People ask me this a lot.
Do they?
And the first thing you need to do is to write in a language you understand.
He's broken his own first rule.
Well, he is. I only write in English because of this. But that's not true. Dad peppers many languages through the books and has from the start. There was Dutch, there's...
True, but like, he's never committed to like prose.
No, true.
Can he speak any other languages?
He's very good at Portuguese, because obviously Brazil, speaks French pretty well and Spanish, so yeah.
Really?
I just think it's a moot point. I don't know how many people are attempting to write their first book in a language they don't understand. I don't know how many people would be like, oh, that's why I'm struggling. Okay, yeah.
But the second part of his answer is actually a bit more useful. So, secondly, start and keep going until you've written 600 words.
Oh, okay. Something tangible, right?
Yeah. At that stage, tear it all up and start again. This time, write down the bits you can remember from your first effort. That is called editing, and I find it works a treat.
That's not editing. What, tearing up the whole work?
I think that's what you call insanity. That's just absolutely
interesting,
bonkers.
Though, isn't it? To be like, if it's good enough, I'll remember it.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, I think there's a germ of like a really good suggestion in there.
Mm.
I think it's too extreme.
Well, like with everything that Dad says, you've got to find your own pathway through it, but there's something there.
I would say, like, maybe saving the first draft rather than destroying it would let you refer back.
Yeah, tearing up seems extreme.
Learn from your mistakes. Okay, so. That's why we only see chapters that have really quite memorable moments in them. There isn't any subtlety or nuance, is there, really?
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. Like, he's doesn't seem to have followed his own advice. I think what we
think
get is the pre... what we get is the pre-ripped up.
Unless it isn't. Unless this is the stuff that he's decided to keep. God help us.
Fucking hell.
Okay, next up, Anna. Who would play Rocky in the movie of his life?
Oh, bloody hell, Anna.
Have we never asked this?
I don't think we have.
I guess we always speculate about who'd be in the books, but never about him.
His offerings for those are always niche, so let's see.
I'm not sure Dad's really grasped the question. I think he feels like he has to approach them himself for the role because he says, Hi, Anna. I've not met too many male celebs.
So it has to be in his realm of opportunity.
I think he thinks that he's being asked to actually cast this person. I've not met too many male celebs, but the one who could do it is Mr. Any guesses?
I think Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen. Okay.
The only person he's met, but also a fantastic character actor. But
okay, I know I'm a bit of a come down from the British Prime Minister, because obviously he famously played Tony Blair in The Queen.
Right.
But him being Welsh and me Irish, I think he could hack it. He might even start to like drinking shards. ... brackets. Insider info. He only drinks red wine. Jules and Owen.
Wow, thanks for that exclusive nugget. Hold the front page, Hello Magazine.
Because I don't know if you've said, Rocky / Dad and Michael met backstage at one of our shows, and they hit it off amazingly well.
Sure. I mean, I think Michael's a very polite man. I don't know if they've kept in contact or holiday together or spent any quality time together. But yeah, for sure. A definite love at first sight moment.
Absolutely.
Actually, not a bad suggestion. Like, I think Michael could do it really well.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I imagine he would maybe spend some time with Rocky, some quality time.
Yeah.
So that he could kind of method it up. So
absolutely.
I imagine Michael might be moving into the into the pavilion, I suppose, for a bit.
So yeah, there you go. Next up, we've got Thomas here. Who would you prefer to be trapped on a desert island with? Jamie, Alice or James? Now, no offence to you two. If he doesn't say me, I'm going to be quite offended.
No offence to me. I know the answer won't be me.
It's definitely going to be James. That's what I'm worried about.
I drive him up the wall.
That's a good question.
Hey, Thomas, I wouldn't want to be responsible for any of their demises.
Right.
What, is he going to kill us on the island? Is he going to go full Lord of the Flies?
I mean, I'd be boring them rigid with business account info, Excel documents and such stuff.
How's he getting access to that on the desert island? Just from his head.
You know he'll find a way.
Yeah, surely.
Any one of them would have to cut down the nearest palm tree and be paddling for dear life to the next island.
What a politician's answer. He's not committed.
Hmm.
I think it means you, Jamie.
It would be me, wouldn't it? It would be me.
Yeah.
He'd love it. He'd love you two to just go on holiday together.
We'd have a whale of a time. And I think he's like super resourceful. So I think he'd actually be a real... I think I'd be shit on a desert island, but I think he'd be a real asset.
He'd be amazing, actually.
He'd be building... You'd have a small civilization in the week without planning permission to get in his way. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, what he would build.
No constraints. Wow. So this one's from Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Has Belinda been vaccinated? Hi, Luke. Well, actually, no, because she isn't real. Of much more...
Breaking that fourth wall.
Of much more importance is that Wilma and I got ours.
Oh.
The Oxford AZ, and we're just jabba-jabba-doing.
Jabba-jabba-doing.
Apparently, when he got it, Mum told me that he was just running around the house saying, jabba-jabba-do, jabba-jabba-do.
All day.
Can you imagine living with that man?
That could get quite annoying, couldn't it?
With all due respect, can you imagine?
I mean, it's vaguely amusing once, 100 times, just yelling.
If he signed off an email with it, it would bring a small smile to my face. If he was running around my house screaming it, I would jump out the window.
Alex in Sweden.
Hi, Alex.
Says, which of Jamie's voices is your favourite and most like what you imagined when writing?
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay. Because we never really know what he intends.
Mm. Hi, Alex in Sweden. For me, it has to be James Spooner, RIP. Closely followed by Bella and the Duchess Tide. Or should I say handcuffed?
So Bella was what he imagined. Is that what he's saying?
I don't think
that
can be true.
I think he just likes it, maybe.
Although James Spooner, to the letter, really, because he sort of gave you all the info you needed.
Yeah. Spooner, he actually embellishes on that, actually. Mm. Spooner is so like the greatest spy in our world, Sir Sean Connery, RIP, a.k.a. James Bond, and as they're both passed, will remain so forever.
What a solemn end to that question.
How long does it typically take you to write a chapter of Belinda Blinked? And that's from Kip. 13
seconds.
Kip in the USA.
Then I tear it up and then I write it down again.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, my God, Kip.
Oh, hi. Two exclamation points. Oh, hi. Kip, seriously, you won't believe this, but I can get a chapter down in 3 hours.
3 hours? It takes him 3 hours to write some of those.
Usually I do an hour and 27 minutes, a quick bottle of wine, 6 minutes, and then on to the second half.
Shut up, he's not downing a bottle of wine in 6 minutes. Well, I've seen
you
do it.
You've met him, yeah. We're big drinkers in our family. And then another hour and 27 minutes worth.
I don't know if all that maths works, but...
He just says, does the maths work? So I guess...
Yeah, it does. There's 3 minutes, 1 hour 27, 1 hour 27. There's an additional 6 minutes.
There you go, 3 hours.
It's very precise.
So what, he says it takes 3 hours with a wine break in the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains why some of the chapters really go off the rails towards the end.
Yeah.
I just honestly can't believe they take that long.
Maybe he spends a lot of it like looking through the thesaurus or...
That must take a long time. And he's quite an analogue worker, isn't he? He wouldn't be using an online thesaurus likely.
No, he's probably got a physical one somewhere in the
big
house.
Big, yeah. Chunky.
Encyclopedia. I imagine he's someone who's got encyclopedias.
Yeah. This next one's from Anon, so it might be someone that's not wanting to be revealed.
Or called Anon. I mean, there's some weird names these days.
Oh, hi, Anon.
They ask, how do you get over a writer's block? Hi, Anon. Thankfully, that's something I've never experienced. The reason for this is whilst I write extremely rapidly, it's a bit like chasing a car whose handbrakes have failed down a San Francisco street. You're running so hard to catch up with the damn thing that you've got no time to stop or everything ends a car wreck. In simple speak...
Yeah, please.
I'm going to just cut to this bit.
The words are flooding out so fast, you haven't got time for a block.
So he's just like... He's almost got like Belinda Blink diarrhea. It's just always coming out.
That makes sense.
He's never not able to just...
There's a constant toxic flow.
He's just very quick, isn't he? It's true.
It just suggests there's something. He's like, he's been born with this gift, and it's just like, it needs to be expressed.
Yeah, or like, you know, when there's like sewage just kind of like being dumped in the ocean, and it's just this constant like gushing from a pipe, sort of like that.
Or a car that's just lost its brakes in San Francisco.
Wow. I mean...
I like the sewage analogy.
Vera in Finland. Some of them say where they're from and some don't. It's very confusing. But Vera says, what is a day in the life of Rocky like?
Oh, Vera. Oh, why? Why, my dear?
Hey, Vera. I would say much easier than yours. No snow to get the reindeer and sled stuck in each morning. No sundown at 3 p.m. for half of the year. No Chardonnay at £23 a bottle.
Oh, this is just a kind of fact file about Finland.
Finland, yeah.
No, my life is one of sand, sea and sex. That's horrible.
Why
It's for me.
Well, and me. I don't want to think about Jamie's dad having sex.
We're six seasons in, James. I think that ship sailed.
I know, but I always try and disassociate.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So you want Rocky to be unhappily celibate?
No, I just don't want him to like put it in my face, his heterosexuality in my face.
He did actually mention it on a work call the other day. Did anybody else notice that when he said he'd lost a contact lens because he'd been busy?
Alice, I don't. I
Do you remember that, Jamie?
I really hope you didn't hear that. Actually,
what did he say?
He lost a contact lens because he'd been busy.
Did he really?
Yeah, and we were on a work call with other people, and I've never known a Zoom to be so silent.
Was he joking?
No.
I hope so.
He was not one bit joking.
He lost a contact lens because he was having sex.
Anyway, well, now we know.
He said, sorry, I'm late for the call. I lost a contact lens because me...
And stop
he
it.
He said me and Wilma.
Stop it.
He actually mentioned Wilma, obviously, because who else would it be?
Oh, my word.
Were you not shocked, Jamie?
Yeah,
shocked.
I didn't say anything about a whole meeting. Did you not think why?
I was absolutely shaken.
It wasn't with the Americans, was it?
It was with some business people.
Yeah. Okay, next one. This one's from Carmela.
Harris.
Here's open. What's the first thing you're going to do post-pandemic? Oh, hi, Carmela. Shouldn't you be running the White House?
Oh, same joke. I don't know why I'm owing, like, oh, what a shit joke. I literally just made the same
just
one.
Made it. Okay, I know this is an important policy issue. So here, it's not actually Kamala Harris. Though.
Yeah.
So here's my take on it. I'm going to start writing medical books. No, Dad.
What?
What do you mean, medical books?
I'm going to start writing medical books on how to avoid being caught in another pandemic. Inside will be tips on how to convert your thong into a mask, how to buy your wine cheaply from online sources, how to avoid answering your front door, what pharmaceutical...
How to avoid answering your front door. Don't answer your front door.
I think he's overestimating how much space he needs for these tips. Yeah. A beer mat would be fine.
How to avoid answering your front door and what pharmaceutical companies to invest in, so on and so on.
Oh, wow, that's a leap from how not to answer your front door to stock market investment tips. Yeah. I'm not sure there's a massive gap in the market for that.
I mean, he had me at the, like, thong into a mask.
That's
like,
quite good, yeah.
Really? You want to wear a thong as a mask?
I don't, but, you know, if times got tough. What was the second one? How to order wine online.
Yes.
I don't think you need a book for that.
Cheaply.
Also, it's not really pertinent to a pandemic situation.
I guess it depends what you consider essential, but yeah.
They did make off licenses essential here.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, at best, this is like a little like list of tips and tricks. A book, a series of books.
Yeah, I'm going to start writing medical books.
Medical? They're also not medical.
Oh, Carmela. Last question from Steph. Have you ever ridden a horse?
What?
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Steph's is not so rocky. Is it?
This got through from all the questions we had.
These are tens of thousands.
Well, I thought, you know, Toffee Apple Chew, like, you know, he's so good at riding a horse. I thought maybe it would be good to know
he's so good at riding a horse.
Why did we let Jamie pick these?
Oh, hi, Steph. On the horse thing. Yes.
On the horse thing, which you asked about.
On the horse thing, yes, but not as a jockey or when they jump over fences and stuff like that.
No shit, your dad's not been a jockey. He's about 6'5".
I'm much more comfortable on an elephant.
Has your dad ever been on an elephant?
I don't know.
So is he saying he hasn't ridden a horse, but he has ridden an elephant?
He enjoys horses, but not in any kind of professional context, but he's more comfortable on an elephant.
What does that mean?
Is there any more? Is that it?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
What does he think this exercise is?
I think he likes to keep the mystery up. You know, he is an enigma.
Well, mission accomplished. We know.
Mystery intact.
Yes.
I mean, I say it every time.
He just increases the mystery, really, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I say it every year. Why do we bother? Like, what is that about? I feel sorry for the people who got their question answered, not the people that didn't.
Yeah. But, you know, a few tips in there, how to write a book, you know,
not
answer your front door. You know, there are things to glean.
And that was free. So you got all of that insight for free. Lucky devils. And, I mean, I guess I'll just leave you with the thought of that missing contact lens.
Okay, yes, thank you. We'll see you on Monday for another chapter of Belinda Blinked.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.